If you feel you must, you can always call the show at 888-989-9811. Of course, you can always shove a scorpion down your pants, too. You decide. This is Rad Radio.
Got a lot of emails here, rad@radradio.com. Obviously, certain things unfortunately touch too many people all at once. Had a guy write into the Dr. Rob segment. His mom, we're not sure how long ago, we're guessing many weeks, maybe a couple months ago, he was visiting her. He left. 20 minutes later, she was murdered. Somebody came into her house and stabbed her. He's young. He's 31. Thinks about her all the time, misses her, and he thinks about that 20 minutes as well. So we talked about a lot of things there. The idea that you're going to think about her and miss her for the rest of your life. It'll change. It'll come and go in different ways. The 20 minutes thing, though, the guilt, whether it's your mom was murdered out of nowhere, whether it's your dad drank himself to death, whether it's you had somebody in your life who was that is a killer. And I'm sorry to use that word, but that is just something that makes the grieving process so much harder. So we had a lot of thoughts from a lot of different people. We got this note from Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Who said, I was too busy crying about my dead mom during the commercial break, and I forgot to run the canine cam. So, first of all, did we run the canine cam on Rad TV? And if so, any chance we could run it again so that I could just see some happy? We did run it, right?
Aww. So that was actually a response to that was meant for you, Rob, because so I forwarded that email to myself, printing it out, thinking that you would see, oh, that's from Brandon.
Okay.
Because Rachel is the one who's like, if you go down further in the email, you'll see that she was asking, did you guys run the canine cam?
We did run it.
No.
No.
Because
oh,
I was too busy.
I thought I saw it. Oh, okay.
I was too busy crying about my dead mom during the commercial break.
Okay.
So I forgot to run it. Therefore, I was hoping that we could run it during the next break.
I'm sorry. There's so many of these. I went so fast. You're the one that was too busy crying about your dead mom. Oh, Brandon, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
So
like, that was a very untraditional way for me to relay that information to you.
So in our next commercial break, we're going to run the canine cam.
Correct.
For all of us.
Yes.
Little cathartic moment. That includes my dog, Sarge, molesting my wife for her dinner while I continue like a fat kid to devour mine.
Mm-hmm. And hers.
Eventually, yes. Kevin wrote in and said, thank you for reading this letter. I lost my mom back in 1985, and it was the hardest thing that's ever happened to me. I used to give her a bad time when she was alive because she would watch a show and she would just start to cry.
Yeah, she's a woman.
And now the same thing happens to me. And that is my way of believing that she is just checking in on me. I would say to the letter writer, get some help. Talk to somebody would be my advice. Sorry for your loss. I do agree that can't hurt. It doesn't have to be official. It doesn't have to be therapy. It can be friends. It can be somebody you trust. It can be strangers. It can
yes.
be Facebook groups. It can be AI. Somebody can help.
Sometimes those groups can get depressing. So you just might have to find another one. My sister-in-law and I did that with my mother-in-law when she had pancreatic cancer. And I know this is it's a group you're going to for support, right? Same thing. And it just ended up being just so depressing. It made us more sad, right? And we're like, okay, let's find a different one.
Oh.
You just, yeah, you're like, I thought this was supposed to help.
They can also get annoying as hell because one person won't stop asking stupid questions or telling stupid stories that have nothing to do with the reason that you're in the actual meeting that you're in for, whether it's for grief or rehab. I don't know. Shut up.
No.
Yes, they can look in your car if they smell marijuana, you dumb bitch. Jesus, you're not going to win. And you're not rehabbing. Sorry. Jonathan wrote in and said, I lost my mom 7 days before my wedding 3 years ago.
Oh.
I lost my dad when I was 11. I wanted to say thank you all to Rad Radio for your thoughts and your kind words as you are giving advice today. Thank you sincerely. Both of my parents overdosed on alcohol and drugs, and as Rob brought up, I had a lot of unsaid words. Yeah, that one doesn't help our original letter writer, Chris, but for the rest of you, I'm telling you, in my experience, personally and with others, it is a big goddamn deal. If there are things that you do not have resolved, and they don't have to be bad, they can be as good as, have you truly told your mom or dad how much you love and appreciate them or thank them for certain things. Or maybe they do have to be tough conversations. Like, why did you... I had this... I think I brought this up, and he won't care that I share. I think I already said this. I had this conversation with my dad a year ago. He's 89. You know, and I mentioned earlier, we have no unsaid words, and this one wouldn't have haunted me for the rest of my life. But I'm sitting there at the dining room table with him late at night. We're talking, and I'm like, why did you get rid of our dog? You know, we got rid of our dogs. We got a swimming pool, and I was like, do you know what that did to me?
Aww.
And we both wound up crying because he didn't.
Aww.
So anything, don't let it be left unsaid. If for those of you that still have time to confront these things,
this is where it becomes difficult. Not that this is not helpful. Absolutely, it is. It could inspire someone, but this is where it becomes difficult because my mother and I had a difficult relationship until we didn't. And while we were having a difficult relationship up until my 40s, probably between, I think, like my late 20s all the way to my 40s, difficult. I hardly talked to her. She was not a part of my life. Didn't go to my wedding, nothing. And if someone had, and I had heard in between those points, she's not going to be here always, fine, whatever. Like, it did not impact me. It did not even... scratch. It did not even get inside my walls when they would say, what if she died tomorrow? Then she dies tomorrow.
And right? Everything like, gets inside Dawn's walls. Sheesh.
So I, this one is difficult because it is true what we're saying, how it would haunt you. I honestly do not, I really don't know what would have happened to me had we not resolved everything and had a good relationship for a good, I don't know, 7 years before she passed. Oh my God, because I was a different person then, right? Had I still been the same person that I was in my 30s with my relationship with her, and I mean person with our relationship, I'm not sure what affected me in my 30s. It would have affected me later on as I grew, as I learned all of that. So I don't know if it's possible for you, if you have a broken relationship with a parent, if it's possible at all to do what we are saying. And I know it can be difficult and you're like, oh, you know, and you're resistant to it. I get that. I was too. When people would have these conversations, I'm like, you are out of your loving, you are crazy if you think I'm gonna be calling my mom.
I'll make one prediction of what would have happened to you, Dawn. Regardless of anything else, I think you would have absolutely broken down when your mother-in-law passed.
Oh,
because of the things that it would have brought up with your relationship and things. Because that's the other thing. If you leave things unresolved with somebody you lose, it comes up again when another person goes.
Yeah, and this is kind of harsh because, you know, you face the reality of somebody dying if you don't have the unsaid words, but you also get that fear of if you have those words said with that person, like when your family members or a parent, that it's going to drive them away and it's going to be even worse when they do pass. But come to find out, it's not usually the case. Usually your parents are very loving and accepting and you can usually talk through it.
Usually. And you know what? It might drive them away for a little while and hopefully not so long that they leave you entirely forever, right? That they die. But when they come back, things are better. I didn't mean to turn it into the death show, but you know, again, things touch certain people. There's certain things that need to be said. I got to take another break and we're going to read a few more of these. I'll try to figure out how to get us out of here on a high note in about 30 minutes. That's why I'm a pro. Maybe some bodily function jokes or something like that on the way.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.